morning, humans behind the screen. This is Dre Murray. Hope you're doing well. Thank you for clicking on this podcast episode, for listening, whatever time it is that you're listening to this, whatever day, whatever year. It may be the same year I'm recording this. It may be in the future. So maybe in the past, who knows? But thank you for listening. Just wanted to give a quick update on a few things before I get into, or my former self gets into, this Throwback Thursday episode of the podcast. I'll be uploading the Before You Quit episode that I recorded in 2018, I believe, December 2018. And it's just something that rang true even today. And I think that it's a message that, like I said, if you're listening to this in the future, that you can still benefit from. So, but before we get into that, for those that are currently listening to this from the present and you are aware of the announcement that was made a few days ago, where I announced that I have signed to Elect Recordings, which is a very, I don't know what word to use. I'll say that they've been around for quite some time, like for, you know, 20 plus years, if you count the years that the owner, Josh, was over Uproc Records, which was a part of BEC Recordings, and you know, had a plethora of artists that inspired me, that impacted my journey positively, you know, in the beginning, especially in the beginning of not only my career as an artist, but just my journey as a believer who was trying to still be an MC and be creative. So I'm excited about this new journey. The conversations that I've been having with some of the other artists that are on the label, and then, you know, conversations I've been having with Josh, the owner, and just where, you know, where we are looking to go, and just the things that they've done, I guess historic, or I'm still trying to search for the word that describes them, but you know, Josh has put in a lot of work, and there's been a lot of artists that have come through the label that have done some great things, and they continue to do great things. And so I'm very, very happy to be a part of this label, and just the history that is a part of it, and just the ability to cast a net far and wide. I feel like for the first time in my career, I said this to an artist yesterday, just the reach of, you know, not looking for any type of success, but just knowing that the person that's taking my music has a history of taking it to places that I've never even stepped foot on. You know, Elect has a very strong international presence, and you know, there's quite a few artists that are on the label that aren't in the United States, that are, you know, in other countries. So very exciting times around my household. Very exciting times for me as an artist, and for those of you that have been waiting on new music. I hope that you are excited about the news, and you know, we can continue on this journey together. So, but anyway, so Elect Recordings made that announcement. New music coming soon. In addition to that, I've started during this quarantine time, for those that are in the future or in the past, right now in 2020, a lot of us have been quarantined for quite some time due to a virus, COVID-19. You know, we've been shut down in you know, in isolation, or in, you know, in quarantine with our families, since I believe mid-March is when I you know, officially became quarantined. And so during this time, there's been a lot of things that I've pondered on doing, and you know, business ideas and just ways that I could serve the community that, you know, that I've done during this time as well. But one of those things that I've actually implemented and not just written down on a piece of paper is roasting coffee. And I started roasting coffee in March or early April, maybe. And, you know, part of what I do with the company that I founded, Black Gold Creative, is a podcast about family, coffee, and hip hop. And I'm taking this a step further with this roasting, you know, roasting coffee now, to where I really want to lay the groundwork, lay the foundation for an actual business that's a part of Black Gold Creative, but is it's its own thing, you know, and that just be the coffee part of it. And so that'll, you know, include me roasting my own beans. And don't really have you know, extensive, drawn out, well thought out plan as to what I would want that to look like. Right now I'm just really zoomed in, focused in on roasting the coffee, getting better at that, understanding roasting before I go out and buy some expensive equipment. And so so if you I've already got some messages from people that have seen some of the posts that I've had about roasting coffee, and they've sent me their address. And so I'm looking for people, not a whole lot, because I don't want to get into a bind where I can't, you know, fulfill orders, but I am looking for people that are willing to try the coffee, that are willing to pay shipping at least for the coffee, and try the coffee and give me their feedback as I try to get better at the process of roasting coffee. So that is something I'm really, really, really into right now. And so, yes, shoot me a message, DM, email, and let me know if you're close to me and you didn't notice. You can shoot me a text, and I'll try to get some coffee over to you very soon. The Loop is something that some of you may be familiar with. Music, film, podcast every single month. Kind of cut it short right before quarantine hit. You know, there hasn't been a lot going on with that. I do have some content that I am looking to post again starting in July, and something that I want to do every single month. Music, film, and podcast, especially when we can get out and about it again, and I can actually shoot some quality footage with a videographer. But I want to start that back up in July, at least with the content that I have, and then, you know, lead into, still have my eyes on an app of some sort, still in contact with the company that I was originally in contact with when I got this idea. And they built a desktop platform that I'm looking at using to start before getting into the app. And so that is that's on the horizon too. There has been content that's already been made, music wise and podcast wise the film part is a little bit harder, just because of, you know, I'm not a videographer. I have to go out and actually hire people to do that. And so that's a lot of what has held up the process, is just quality video that goes along with the message of what I'm doing. So, July is the target date for that, to start that back up. Newsletters as well coming. And, I'm not quitting. Before you quit, take a listen to this podcast. So, but thank you for everyone that has been supporting, you know, that has signed up for the newsletter, that has purchase music for me, merchandise for me, that has just, you know, sent messages of encouragement. People let me know how they feel about the Alex situation, about the coffee situation. I love it. Thank you very much. I hope to inspire, hopefully, to motivate, to impact your life in a positive way, not just with this podcast, not just with the music, but with anything that I do. And so thank you for all your support. And I hope you enjoy this episode. I really do. Like I said, it's almost going on 2 years old, but, you know, I think that it's something that could benefit us even now. So, all right, I'm going to get out of here. Y'all have a great day. God bless. Peace. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome, humans. This is Dre Murray. This is a part of the Dre Murray podcast where I share my thoughts and experiences in an effort to help you avoid some of the potholes, some of the roadkill, barricades, cows that are in the road, things that I hit in my past that I see now, and I'm a little bit more cautious, things that I hope that I can help you to go around safely without hitting those same things. So, this week I've been talking about, earlier this week I gave three practical ways to get unstuck or to rekindle that fire, that motivation. And it came from a conversation I had with a young man, and he was just saying how he was, you know, frustrated and stuck and didn't know what motivation was anymore. And so I wanted to give some practical ways, things that have helped me, not just, oh man, I'm sorry to hear that, telling you guys you can do it. Those are all great sayings, things that we say to each other, but we really need to, even if the person, it doesn't resonate with the person, we should share our experiences or share things that helped us, because a lot of times those things, they might not be the thing that person uses, but it may spark something in them to start looking for ways to get out of a rut. So I want to give, some practical ways to do that. And you can go back and listen to that episode. And then yesterday I shared on the mind and how powerful our mind is, and, how we are separate from the animals we see running around, and one of the things that separates us or sets us apart is this beautiful mind that God has given us, where we can imagine and think about and dream up different things. And once we see them, the fact that we can actually see them in our mind, I mean, we can bring that into reality through our mind. Like, our mind is this powerful machine that's been built by God. And we can visualize things, dreams, goals, and actually, we put work to that, put those things into action or plans to get to that goal, and they can become reality. It's almost, it's like magic almost, you know what I'm saying? So, that's what I shared on yesterday. Today, I got asked a question by one of my close friends who's also a creative last night, and he said, with excluding money, like, what would be the one thing that is holding you back from being all that you desire to be, or to attaining that one goal that you really want to reach? And one of the things over the years that has held me back, one thing that I'm getting better at, but I still struggle with, is consistency. And part of that is the fact that I like to do a million different things. I may actually post, there was a podcast series I did a couple years ago, and one of the episodes was about being a jack of all trades. And it was something that my uncle used to tell me all the time, that, you know, I would try my hand at everything. And so I might post that tomorrow as a follow-up to this. But he asked me that question, and it was consistency. It's something I've definitely gotten better at, but I still struggle with from time to time. And it's one of the things that, just piggybacking off of these last couple of days, you know, we can have a vision. We can write down a plan to make that vision become reality. But if we don't actually work that plan on a consistent basis, sometimes we even forget about it. And we just stop attacking, you know, the things that we've written down, just because we are creatures of habit. And we, you know, turn around and begin to do something else. So it's very important for us to stay consistent with whatever it is, whatever goal you have, whatever thing that God has placed inside of you, whatever dream vision you have that you want to see come bring that thing into reality. You got to stay consistent with it. And even if you one of the things that I've started to do is, you know, if, say, for instance, with this podcast, you know, I do another podcast, and sometimes I'll post on this particular platform, and I'll go a little while without posting. A long time ago, not that long ago, whenever that would happen, I would, you know, just completely forget about that particular thing. Not in the sense where I don't know that it exists anymore, but I would just lay it to the side because it's kind of like, oh, it's done. But what I've decided with this is, you know, to pick right back up. You know, if you miss a day, if you miss 2 days, if you miss, you know, a month, don't just stop it. Like, pick it back up, continue. There are people that have been working on projects for years, and it wasn't every single day that they worked on it. You know, they may have taken a break from it, but they picked it right back up. And so when you look over the span of 5 years and you see that, yeah, they took these little breaks in between, you still see a long line of consistency for over those 5 years. They were consistent for 5 years, even though they took breaks in between, you know, in little segments. So, but if they would have stopped and just killed it, they would have never reached that goal. And then they look back and say, you know, it was because I wasn't consistent, because I, you know, I did it for a year, but I stopped here, I stopped there. No, just keep going, man. Keep going. Keep putting that plan into action. Okay, you took a break. Let's get back to it. Let's work it. Be consistent. So, and I think that just comes with changing the way we think about consistency, right? An athlete is working out, but then they also take the time to recover, and then they go right back in and begin the process all over again. So, and that's, you know, just thinking about that, that's something that may be good for a lot of you. Maybe we intentionally take breaks, instead of it just being because, I mean, your mind and your body will communicate with you, and you'll know when it's time to take a break. And I believe, looking back on some of the times when I've taken a break, that's the reason why. Sometimes you just get mentally drained. And I'm the type of person, I don't want to just force content or force something on someone. I don't want to force something up out of me if I'm not feeling it at that particular time. So be intentional with your breaks. Like, take breaks on, you know, on purpose, and then pick right back up. That's being being consistent. Now you're consistently taking breaks and then picking back up. So let's just change the way we think about consistency and attack those goals, attack those dreams and those visions. So yeah, this is Dre Murray. This is the Dre Murray Podcast. Please check out my other podcast, the Black Gold Creative Podcast. I do with co-founder of Black Gold Creative, Billy Wigginton. You can follow us online at I Found Black Gold. That podcast actually picks back up in January. We ran all the way to The first week of December, we're taking an intentional break, and then we'll pick back up in January. So in that podcast, we discuss family, coffee, and hip hop. So thank you guys for listening. Continue to tune in. Share this podcast if you feel like it's something that helped you. You can find me online at DreMurray22. Subscribe, share, rate, do all that good stuff. God bless. Peace. It's not what we do once in a while that shapes our lives. It's what we do consistently. Tony Robbins.